It's just after 6 o'clock here on 88.7 WLUW Chicago. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting from the 100-watt Museum of Radio Love, 88.7, and podcasting exclusively on OutsideTheLoopRadio.com, coming to you from a soundproof booth from Mike's girlfriend's bedroom. Oh boy. This is another edition of Outside the Loop Radio, Chicago's almost above ground audio magazine.
Thank you so much, little announcer guy. What a just a lovey-dovey intro.
Wow.
What a beautiful little man he is.
He looks confused walking around Jenny's room.
Yeah, you know what? He's going to have to leave Jenny's room. I'm a little uncomfortable with him being in here. Not to mention the soundproof booth and you, and intern
yes.
Bev. This is disturbing. Welcome to Outside the Loop Radio. Yes, we are your almost above ground audio magazine. This is show number 73 here on 88.7 WLUW. I am your host, Mike Steven.
And I am your executive producer, Andy Herman.
It's good to have you back here on the show. We're here each week, every Friday from 6 to 6:30 here on WLUW. And as you heard the little announcer guy say, we are in a soundproof booth. It's a portable booth, and we do this each week. We take the booth out all over Chicagoland, and this week, since this is our second annual Valentine's Day show, we thought that we would broadcast from my girlfriend's apartment, specifically her bedroom. The soundproof booth is in my girlfriend Jenny's bedroom in her apartment.
And she's not going to be happy about this.
No. I asked her a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
She said, well, I don't know, maybe not for this Valentine's Day, maybe the next Valentine's Day. She's at work right now.
Yeah.
So we have to get out of here at 6:30.
We're going to have to pack it up and get the heck out of here.
Right. Break down the booth and get out of here. We're in Lincoln Park in her apartment right now, so we got to get out the alley and mm-hmm. just get the heck out of here. So that's where we're broadcasting from. And if you don't know what we're all about, well, I'll tell you, it's Valentine's Day week. I love you people. We are your almost above ground audio magazine, so we talk about issues and topics that don't always get proper attention in the mainstream, and we are a place for further discussion of issues and topics. And it's all local all the time. It's Outside the Loop. And we are also online, OutsideTheLoopRadio.com, MySpace.com/OutsideTheLoopRadio. I love you, Andy, because it's Valentine's
and
week.
And you're a very hot man. I'm glad to be here with you.
By the way, I know that you didn't get me anything for Valentine's Day.
Says you. Just wait.
Okay. I'm wondering, and I don't think this was you, but I honestly don't know who this is. I got this email today in the subject line, confirmation of subscription for the NKOTB email list. Hi, thanks so much for signing up for the official New Kids on the Block update. Your subscription was a success. Be sure to stay tuned and check back often.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I'm not kidding you. Someone signed me up for the official New Kids on the Block email list.
So this is an official email list.
NKOTB.com, my friend.
Are they back?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
But I'm on their email list, so I'll tell you because I get the updates.
And that is that your personal email?
That is my personal email. Yeah.
Brilliant.
This is my personal email. Not even my OutsideTheLoopRadio.com email address.
Somebody out there is very awesome.
Yeah.
Well done.
Happy Valentine's Day to me. Speaking of Valentine's Day, how was yours?
Oh, pretty good. Hung out with Maggie. How about you?
Good. Had a nice quiet night. Made some pizzas mm-hmm. with Jenny.
Oh, very cool.
And that's
cool.
Not code. We actually made like pizzas and had some wine. It was a nice,
good.
It was a very nice romantic time.
Very good. We just had a nice relaxing evening ourselves.
Uh-huh.
Made a nice dinner, drank some wine.
That's good.
Yeah, good times. But I'm glad to be back here with you. I missed you on Valentine's Day. And I did. You mentioned before I didn't get you anything, but I did get you a little something.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You got me something.
Yeah, and this is actually something I should have gotten you 2 years ago.
Okay.
You've been with Jenny what?
About 2 years.
About 2 years.
Yeah.
So maybe 3 years ago. I should have gotten you this. Captain Kirk's Guide to Women.
Well, this is a book. Literally, there is a book called Captain Kirk's Guide to Women.
Yes.
By John Bones Rodriguez.
That is something I should have gotten you when you were single, because you love Captain Kirk and you love women.
I do.
And I cannot wait to see what you think of this book.
It says in the back here, Casanova, Don Juan, James Bond. These are men of legendary romance, but only one man can boast that his seductive powers take him boldly where no man has gone before. James T. Kirk.
And look at that cover. Look at all those women.
He's kissed a lot of women.
He has.
And some aren't even, yeah, some aren't even human.
That guy's awesome.
Here's the episode where he went back in time and kissed Joan Collins, I think. This is Joan Collins. I'm pretty sure. Like in the 40s they went back. So.
Only you would know all the people there on the front.
Man, Jenny is a lucky girl.
Trekkie.
Yeah. She's... Who am I kidding? Hey, we've got a lot to do here on Outside the Loop Radio, show number 73. Later in the program, my good friend and sometimes Valentine, Andy Herman, what are we doing?
Oh, my. Coming up just a little bit later, we'll try once again to contact Dan Savage to get him on the show. We love Dan Savage. We love Savage Love.
Yes.
The Savage Love cast.
Yes.
And he just won't get back to us, so we're going to give that another shot.
Damn you, Savage.
And then after that, we're going to take a look into Chicago history through a very cool website, the ChicagoPostcardMuseum.org.
Yes, we will. But first, we will explore some sexuality issues here on this Valentine's-themed show.
Oh, my.
Indeed. Stay tuned for that. We will have a very cool Chicagoan in the soundproof booth in just a minute. She made the way up here to Jenny's apartment, so we will... get her in the booth in just a second. The music on this week's show, and by the way, we feature local music every week here on Outside the Loop Radio, comes from Chicago's very own Peg Boy. They're playing tonight over at Reggie's. That's 2109 South State Street. Peg Boy, some really great punk. And I remember when we were playing this back in the 90s when I was a J.
Yeah.
Here at LUW, we were spinning some Peg Boy, and they're playing tonight at Reggie's, so check it out. This is Outside the Loop Radio. I am your host, Mike Steven, in the soundproof booth right now with executive producer Andy Herman, saying happy Valentine's week to you listening right now. Yes, you right there, here on 88.7 WLUW. Now, as I said, this is our special Valentine's Day themed show here on Outside the Loop. And with Valentine's Day comes thoughts of love, lovey times. And with thoughts of lovey times comes sexy times. And that's why we have here in the soundproof booth someone who specializes in sexy times and a lot of other stuff, too, which is very important. We'll get to that in just a couple minutes. But I thought I should lead with that. Sexy times, Sarah?
I like that.
See,
that's a new one.
That sells.
I'm going to put that on my business card.
You should, and then we get a percentage of everything that you make. Sarah Dysack is here. She is the owner of Early to Bed. That is located at 5232 North Sheridan Road. That is a sex shop, essentially.
Mm-hmm,
that's
exactly
what it is.
We call it a feminist sex shop.
That's
just because we're all feminists.
Well, your shop is different in a lot of ways than the stereotypical sex shop. Your shop is a place that you call a community center almost.
Yes.
Explain that. How is that?
One of the ways that obviously what Early to Bed does mainly is sell sex toys, but it was important to me that there was more going on there. I did not set out to be a business person, and I find that to be something that I couldn't really see making me feel whole in that sense, that I needed to do something more with what I had as far as a space and hopefully money was concerned. And so I open the doors of Early to Bed to people to have events. We support our community with money and donations of sexy toys, and I try to participate as much as I can in the queer and the feminist communities as a way to kind of not just be somebody who shills sex toys for money, but as somebody who is trying to create, on some level or in some way, a community that acknowledges female sexuality in a way that's positive and that supports, that we can support women and people and organizations that do that as much as we possibly can.
And it's about empowerment, too.
Yes, it's definitely about empowerment. It's about creating a space where women feel comfortable, and men too, but particularly women who've been sort of left out of this sexual freedom in a lot of ways, can feel comfortable learning about their own sexuality and exploring it. And I think that once a woman has a great sense of that, that it does, it is an empowering thing for almost anybody, especially women in our culture.
Are people often, men and women, left out of learning about their own sexuality?
I don't know as much about men purely from the fact that I have never been one. But you just look at the difference in the ways that women and men can feel comfort with their sexuality. The fact that I have yet to talk to a man over the age of 18 who's tried to have an orgasm who has not been able to have an orgasm. I have talked to women pretty much every day since I opened the store and long before that who are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s and older who haven't had an orgasm, which is kind of a fundamental part, I think, of human sexuality is that ability to have an orgasm.
Sure.
We have that ability. Women have an organ that has no function except to produce orgasm, and some women can't even find it on their bodies or don't know how to use it or don't feel empowered to demand or request that their partners help them with that.
Just think about that, what you just said, that statement. What does that say about us as a larger whole, as a society?
That we're screwed up, that women's sexuality isn't valued, that women's empowerment is not seen as something that's valued. We live in a culture where men are dominant in almost every respect, and I'm not saying that they're evil or bad or something, but that it's been even a very recent thing where, something like, they had to make a law that a married man could rape his wife. No. Yes, because for so long, if a man raped his wife, it doesn't matter because it was, considered part of her duty as his wife.
Right.
And to me, that's sort of an extreme example of how women's sexuality has been used to keep them down, to control them, to be purely there for the entertainment of men. And I mean, that's a whole freaking, thesis that would go on forever to kind of explore that. But I think when you just look at how women's bodies are exploited, what their sexuality is exploited, but their pleasure is never really accounted for. You see lots of naked women all the time, but you'd very rarely see women enjoying their sexuality.
And I don't think, and again, I can't speak for the women because I've never been one, but I think oftentimes humans are taught by the dominant forms at work here to almost be afraid of the sexuality thing. Like, oh my God, you're sexual? You want to talk about orgasms and private parts? That's, you can't do that. And what kind of message does that send? I mean, it's insane.
Well, I mean, we have no sex education virtually. The sex education we do have is plumbing, which, is good. We should know about what's going on inside our bodies. Or it's scare tactics. It's, if you're going to have sex, you're going to get pregnant and get AIDS, and then you're going to die. Or there's the whole then religious aspect of it where, if you have sex before marriage, Jesus won't love you or whatever. So these kids, youths, are not learning the fundamentals of sexuality. They're engaging in more risky behavior. They're not enjoying it. I mean, I'm not saying they're not enjoying it, but I think that, you can talk to a woman who's slept with or performed oral sex upon dozens of guys who's never had a sexual release of her own, And that to me is just, come on, how many guys that have performed oral sex on women hundreds of times and never have had a sexual release of their own? I mean, I think it's just a total difference. And I think that guys are they're at the short end of the stick in this too, and that they have female partners they want to pleasure, and they don't know how, and they don't know where things are, what they do, and they don't know what's normal,
And I think, as men, we're afraid to ask.
Sure.
Because, well, if you don't know, then you're not a man. You don't know what you're doing, then you should get out of here. Come on, And I think that, that's just one of the many, many backwards thought processes that go on in our culture when we talk about sexuality.
And to sort of talk about the gender divide for a second, what sort of fascinates and frustrates us a lot is that our class called Men Below the Belt, which is basically for women who partner with men to learn about, tips and techniques for oral sex and other things. We can sell out two of those workshops every semester and have waiting lists and, we could even do it every week probably and have 30 people there. We once a semester run our Rock Her World workshop, which is a very supposed to be, non-intimidating workshop for men on how to learn tips and techniques for pleasing female partners. We are lucky if we get six guys.
Really?
Who will sign up for that. And it's so frustrating because, I understand that you know, perhaps there's a desire to not admit that one might need help or something on guys' part. But, I mean, sexuality, nobody knows too much. Everyone can learn something, you know.
Well, I think it goes back to what I said before about,
totally.
Well, I don't want to take a class
exactly.
on it. I can't tell my friends that I'm going to Rocking Her World class.
Right.
That's incredible. Well, I'm happy that there's a place here in Chicago that deals with this issue of sexuality. And from the sounds of it, business is pretty good.
Sure. I mean, I'm stressed out all the time. That's good enough for me. You know, I don't know. It's a small store. I like keeping it small. We do everything, you know, in the store. And we've been doing it for about 6.5 years. And I'm not going anywhere. So that's good enough for me. I'm not in this to make $1 million. But the more that we can get out there and talk to people, the more I feel like what we're really doing is the right thing. And as long as we can stay in business, I'm happy.
And you're liking what you're doing. I think you're really making a difference. And
we're
actually finally bridging this topic of sexuality. And I think the more that we can talk about it, the more that we can put it out there, the better for everybody. Because the one of the worst things in the world is ignorance.
Oh, I agree.
And especially with this topic. I mean, there are so many things that can go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we have the just diseases mm-hmm. and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
That we have to be educated about this topic. So thank you for your hard work. Again, Early to Bed is at 5232 North Sheridan Road. The website, early2bed.com, early2bed.com. And the phone number, if people would like more info. Sarah, what's the phone number?
773-271-1219.
271-1219. Sarah Dysack is the owner of Early to Bed. Thanks so much, and happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you very much.
This is Andy Herman, executive producer of Outside the Loop on your listener-supported community radio, 88.7 WLUW.
And this is your host, Mike Steven, here with you in the soundproof booth, as we are each week, every Friday from 6 to 6.30 here on 88.7. Right now we're listening to some music from Chicago's very own Peg Boy. These guys are playing tonight over at Reggie's, 2109 South State. That's down in the South Loop. The Peg Boy have been playing around lately. Of course, these guys were really big in the 90s, and we spun a lot of their music here on LUW. So Peg Boy tonight over at Reggie's. This is your Almost Above Ground audio magazine. And by the way, check out our website. That is OutsideTheLoopRadio.com. And I should not fail to mention that Pegboy has a website, myspace.com/officialpegboy. I cannot be remiss in my hosting duties, Andy.
You're a very good host, Mike. I believe in you.
You keep me in line.
I do.
With threats of physical harm. And on this Valentine's week, it's strangely erotic.
You know what's good for you.
This is Valentine's week, and this is our special Valentine's themed show. This is our second Valentine's themed show, and so that means that some of the things that we're going to do have to deal with Valentine's Day. Well, Andy, earlier this week, I went over to the Apollo Theater.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this Monday. Our good friend, Dan Savage, the columnist and podcast mogul. I'll call him a mogul because he's all over the place. He's written books. He's a columnist.
He's multimedia.
Yeah, he really is. He's the king of all media. His columns in the Reader. He's got his podcast going, the Savage Love Cast, which you can get at thestranger.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to get him on Outside the Loop, but we have not been able to thus far. We've called him. We've called him at the podcast.
Yes.
And he has not gotten back to us. We have emailed him. He has not returned our emails. So he was at the Apollo Theater. Now, I saw him perform there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you want to call it a performance. He spoke.
A one-man show.
Well, there was a bunch of people. A lot of Chicagoans, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Talking about love and Valentine's Day. It was really funny. It was put on by the Poetry Center of Chicago. But Savage was the headline, and he took some questions, kind of like he does in his column
mm-hmm.
and his podcast. It was pretty funny. And you know what was funny? I was there with Jenny, and she said, you know, Dan Savage, not a bad-looking guy.
Oh, yeah?
Now, he wouldn't be into her because he likes dudes,
mm-hmm.
but she apparently thought he was pretty attractive.
You got to hang on to that, Jenny.
you're not kidding.
She's got a wandering eye.
I know. For those gay guys. So I thought, you know, since this is Valentine's Day week, we should probably call Dan Savage again.
Give him another try?
I would think so. So we'll dial him up again, do show prep on the air.
Very nice.
Let me dial him up here.
Professional radio.
Reach the Savage Love Cast. Record your question for Dan after the tone. Keep it under 3 minutes, please. And if you'd like Dan to follow up with you, include a phone number where he can reach you during the day. Thanks a lot.
Dan Savage. This is Mike Steven and Andy Herman from Outside the Loop Radio.
Hello, Dan.
On WLUW in Chicago, your hometown. And we're calling back. We sent you some email. Didn't hear back from you. We'd love to get you on the show because we would like to highlight podcasts and we would like to highlight your podcast. It's a segment that we do from time to time, and really you're holding us up here because you are next on our list, and we can't deviate from that list. So give us a call back or drop us an email. You can call Andy at
773.
I want to appeal to the tech savvy at-risk youth. Because they understand the power of podcasts and radio, and we are a radio show and a podcast. So tech savvy at risk youth, we love you. You're the behind the scenes kind of people like Andy over here, the producers of the show.
Yeah, we need more credit. We're going for you. We want to highlight the at risk youth in the Savage Love cast.
So, Dan, give us a call back or send us an email or something. We'd love to get you on this program. Well, I'm seriously a huge fan of your show and what you do. All right, Dan, thanks so much, and we look forward to hearing from you soon.
info@outsidetheloopradio.com.
Bye. Well, I think that went well.
I thought you were going to tell him what a man crush you had on him.
Well, what? I should tell him about the crush that Jenny, my straight girlfriend, has on him. Maybe that's enough to... for him to give us a call. Stay tuned. More Outside the Loop Radio coming your way here on WLUW. Right now, we'll hear some more music from Chicago's very own Pegboy. Again, they are playing tonight over at Reggie's, 2109 South State. That's 2109 South State. And the website for Pegboy, their MySpace page, myspace.com/official Pegboy. This is Outside the Loop Radio. I'm Mike Steven with your executive producer, Andy Herman, here on WLUW. Andy, you and I both love Chicago history.
Yes, we do.
We're big fans of Chicago history here at Outside the Loop Radio. And any chance we can get to talk about the history of this great city, we want to take it, because obviously we think that learning from our history, we learn about our future and how we got here. And really, it's just so much fun to look back at the history of the city. Well, one really fun way to do that is through postcards.
Postcards, you say?
I will say it again. Postcards.
Okay.
There is the Chicago Postcard Museum. Now, it went up, let's see here, went up the 1st of November, 2007, so it's still pretty recent. It's an online museum. You could go to chicagopostcardmuseum.org, and it's a privately endowed independent organization devoted to collecting and presenting Chicago history through postcards. The founder of the Chicago Postcard Museum is Dr. Neil Gale. He joins us here on the phone on Outside the Loop. Dr. Gale, welcome.
Good evening.
It's good to have you here. Now, the Postcard Museum, the Chicago Postcard Museum, this is very different. I don't think I've ever met anyone or heard about telling history or preserving history through postcards. How did this come about?
Well, I'll tell you, it started when I was 7 years old at a collectible show where I was dragged to by my aunt, and I saw a table full of shoeboxes with thousands of postcards, and was fixated. She went shopping for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and came back, and I picked out a postcard and bought it with my own money, and that's really how my collection started.
So you've spent basically your entire life looking for postcards about Chicago. Are these hard to find?
Well, yes and no. You know, nowadays there's eBay and some of the online resources, but the antique shows and collectible shows and county fair shows, all the collectors have some here and there, and through the years I've picked up cards, and I probably have about 3,500 cards. Only about 13% of my collection's up on the website so far, but I'm busy every day posting new cards.
So you can go to ChicagoPostcardMuseum.org and check out some of these really interesting postcards that are online. Neil, I'm wondering, what can we learn through postcards? If you go online, like I said, you can click on these pictures and see some really old, really, really old postcards. But what can we gather from these cards?
Well, the very old cards, the golden age of postcards, the early 1900s, you could gather from the writings on the back of how the city grew and how important it was to individuals to come through to the World's Fair, to the Columbian Exposition. So we've held two enormously successful World's Fairs here in Chicago. And hoping that the museum can, you know, sally forth the effort for the 2016 Olympics to come to Chicago. That would create another set of awesome postcards, I'm sure.
What are some of the strangest postcards that you have, or the most unique, or the most outrageous postcards?
Well, I do have one postcard that's not up on the site yet, but the back of the postcard, during the gangster era of somebody being in a restaurant that had gotten shot up, and they're afraid, so they're coming home right away.
So someone sent a postcard while they were in a restaurant and there was a gangster shooting. So this happened. Then they went and they sent a postcard that they're coming home.
Yes, they were on vacation and they're leaving early because they got freaked out from the gangster shooting.
How about that? Well, Neil, the Chicago Postcard Museum, you said you've got a bunch of postcards online and more are going up every day. You mentioned that story about the gangster shooting, someone sending a postcard. You actually prefer used postcards than non-used postcards. You would like to see writing on the back versus just a blank postcard, right?
Oh, absolutely. The museum isn't in it for the antiquity of it. It's basically a way to portray history of Chicago. The imagery is very important, of course. The old days, the images were of buildings that are really no longer of interest. So most new cards now are basic skyline images. But the back of the postcard is very important because it settles a point in time. It fixes a date on there with a postmark and all. You have a stamp, and you have you know, some calligraphy or some kind of handwriting that's, you know, usually awesome or terrible, and try to decipher what the person was saying to somebody. So there's a lot more fun in the postcard than just the image on the front.
Is there an elusive postcard? Is there one that just has always seemed to get away? Like you can't find this one specific postcard that you absolutely need for your collection?
Well, you know, there is one Hold to Light postcard. That's postcards that are layered and die cut. So when you hold it up to a strong light, colored paper in the center layer shows through and it's like looking at a stained glass window, except on paper. I'm missing a couple of those, which I would love. And I have an extensive I Will postcard collection of Chicago, which was the motto after the Chicago fire to rebuild. And that's from the early 1900s. And there are quite a few missing in those. And some mysteries that maybe some of your audience will check out and be able to help me with.
Well, you can go to ChicagoPostcardMuseum.org. That is the online home for the Chicago Postcard Museum. It went live November 1st of last year. Again, that's ChicagoPostcardMuseum.org. Just a really interesting site in looking at the history of Chicago through postcards. So if you have any leads on certain postcards, go to that website, ChicagoPostcardMuseum.org. The founder of that museum is Dr. Neil Gale. Dr. Gale, thanks so much for joining us here on Outside the Loop, and good luck with your growing postcard collection.
Thanks, Mike.
That just about wraps up another edition of Outside the Loop Radio, show number 73 in the books, here on 88.7 WLUW. I'm Mike Steven, your host.
And I'm Andy Herman, your executive producer.
And we had a lot of fun on today's show.
We sure did.
Yeah, the Valentine's theme show, although the postcard thing probably wasn't quite Valentine's, but we thought we'd step out of the realm of lovey-dovey, sexy time, lovey time sort of deal.
We're versatile.
We are versatile. I like that, Andy Herman.
Absolutely.
And I like you. You're
Thank
my Valentine.
You're very hot.
All right. Stay tuned. Stay tuned because Slacky J is coming up next with the Reggae Vibe Show to get you into your weekend. Copyright 2008.
Albert James Productions.
Check out OutsideTheLoopRadio.com. That is the show website, and we archive all the shows there. We got to break down the booth because when Jenny finds out that we did this, I'm not going to be in a good way, probably.
I don't want to be around when she walks
in. She will be at the firestorm. Hey, by the way, DeTago, tonight, Cubby Bear. I got to put that in, blatant plug.
Uh-oh.
DeTago plays tonight at Cubby Bear. Thanks to DJ Goldie G, Dave Goldman for the OTL theme song. Lawyer Danny is our lawyer. We love them both. We love intern Biff, and we love you for listening to Outside the Loop Radio here on 88.7 WLUW.
Chicago.